Hi, this is Eddie Deason. You're listening to Breaking the Fourth Wall. I was Mandark in Dexter's laboratory. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Breaking the Fourth Wall. I am Christopher Stolle, and as promised, I'm here. I waited appropriately amount of time, but I'm here to discuss Star Trek Picard Season 3 finale, my thoughts and previews on it. I got my little Enterprise-D. Unfortunately, this took a header off the shelf, so its stand no longer is there, and it took some damage, you know, just like the real D. But, yeah, we're here to discuss it, and later on I'm going to be doing the video for Mandalorian Season 3 as well. So let's get into Picard Season 3 and my thoughts on it. Now, previously on Breaking the Fourth Wall episodes, I discussed Picard as a series, and honestly, the first two seasons were less than satisfactory to me. I'll put it that way. You guys already know that. I'm not going to rehash it. So when they announced that they were doing a third and final season, and they were bringing in the more of the legacy characters from the Next Generation, my initial thoughts were it's a desperate attempt to try to fix what went off the rails. And this is one of those times I get to say I was wrong. I mean, was I wrong about it being a desperate attempt to fix what went off the rails? No, not really, because season one and two were absolutely garbage. I could point out some good points in them, like some of the actors and all. Like, I really liked the character. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I remember his first name was Chris. You know, my name. It's easy enough to remember. But he was the captain of the ship that Picard was on with the crew and everything, with Raffi and all that. And I thought he was a great character for Star Trek, but, you know, they got rid of him in season two and all that. I really didn't care for the new Borg Queen story arc and all that. Like, it just wasn't good. Season three, however, where we get introduced to the USS Titan, the idea, and again, spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, although I've let more than enough time go by to discuss this. I'm not going to go heavy into spoilers. This is just my overall view of season three and the series finale. But there will be some times that maybe I'll discuss some plot points. So if you haven't watched the season yet, stop this video right now. Go watch season three. And then come back and get my analysis, because I don't want to ruin it for you guys if you're still waiting to watch it. With that said, the introduction to the USS Titan, which I thought was a cool ship. I liked the captain that they had on the ship. I liked the new story arc and role for 7 of 9. I really, at first, was kind of iffy on the whole Picard son with Beverly Crusher, and even more so iffy about where the story arc was initially going. But when we finally find out that through Picard's DNA, after being assimilated by the Borg, that they were able to create a bioorganic assimilation that they introduced to humanity through transporters, I thought was absolutely brilliant. It actually was a 180% turn from what we'd gotten in the previous seasons. It felt like Star Trek. And even bringing in the legacy characters, where, like I said, I initially looked at it as a desperate attempt to get people to watch the final season. But it came in organically. The characters had reason to be there. I felt like they grew in the years since, you know, the Last Generation and the movies and all, or Next Generation and the movies and all that. There was logic behind all of it. So I'm proud to say that probably some of the best Star Trek that I've seen in recent Star Trek memory is this season of Picard. Like, if you could erase season one and two and just run this season like as like a mini series or a movie, it would be absolutely perfect. The only thing that kind of ruins this for me is the fact that there were two previous seasons that should have built up to this. And instead of building up to this, it stands completely separate from this. To the point that one of my major complaints was when we introduced back to the Borg Queen, that was the Borg Queen from Locutus's Day, was the Borg Queen from Star Trek First Contact, and was played by the same actress, Alice Krieg, which I thought was awesome that they brought Alice Krieg back. But since it was that Borg Queen, they completely retconned their own story arc about the good Borg Queen that wanted to join the Federation and protect that, you know, space anomaly butthole that was at the end of season two. That was my biggest complaint. It's like, I'm fine that they didn't really rehash the shit from season one and two. But like I said, you can't ignore that this show made season one and two. So how can you retcon it in season three without any real explanation behind it, you know, or just ignoring it? That was my only complaint about this season. Quite honestly, this season is what Picard should have been. If they would have started out Picard with this, not necessarily getting to the end of it, but started out with this story arc instead of the Romulan Borg cube, whatever thing going on, Data's daughter story arc, and then season two where Q decided to fuck with him for some reason before he died and shit like that. If they would have started with this and maybe stretched it out three seasons, it would have been a greatly better show. And I think the powers that be that write Star Trek and are putting out Star Trek, i.e. Paramount and CBS, you need to take note. Because what you've been doing with Star Trek, and I'm excluding Strange New Worlds with this, because Strange New Worlds was an absolute great first season. Probably the best modern Star Trek before Picard Season 3, in my mind. But like with Discovery, with the first two seasons of Picard, with the bullshit that is Lower Decks, I haven't even watched Star Trek Prodigy, so don't ask me on that. I'm just assuming it's as much garbage as Lower Decks is. With all that being said, and again, I know I'm shitting on Discovery. I'm always going to shit on Discovery, but I have admitted that the later seasons, when they moved them into the future and took them out of places where they were ruining the original canon and story arc, especially since you're not even clear if it's supposed to be the Prime timeline or the Kelvin timeline, because when it first came out, it was supposed to be the Prime timeline. Now, because of certain things, I would say it's more Kelvin, but it, neither here nor there. Discovery is a hot mess. It's gotten better, but it's a hot mess. And it's always been a hot mess. It's always going to be a hot mess. Until they finally figure out what they're doing with the characters. And I would say they figured out the storyline, at least. But the characters are still just not likable. Except for Book and his cat. Those two are great. But in Picard, seeing the cast back together again on the bridge of Enterprise D. And on top of, I got to discuss this. The one episode where you find out Geordi's running a museum of ships, previous ships, and you see the bounty Klingon bird of prey that they use in Star Trek IV. When you see Enterprise A refit, all there, man, I'll be honest with you. It was cool to see the Enterprise D, but I was disappointed. Disappointed that they didn't take the Enterprise A out and give her one more run. It would have been cool to see the next generation crew on the bridge of Enterprise A. That would have been absolutely awesome in my mind. But Enterprise D was cool. They saved the saucer section from Genesis and was able to connect it to a new body from another Constellation class, and they were retrofitting it to be in the museum as Enterprise D, and that was the hero ship that saved the day in the last couple episodes of Picard. It was cool to see Enterprise D running again. It was cool to see her out and about one final time with the bridge crew there. what can I say about this, man? You got to check out season 3. Even if you were disappointed in season 1 and 2, like I was, stick with it, man. Get to season 3. It's worth the watch. Till then, guys, I will catch you on the next Breaking the Fourth Wall. Next one coming up will be Journal of the Jedi, where I give you my review of season 3 of The Mandalorian. Until then, see you later.